This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Today's Robert Scott Bell radio broadcast dedicated to all you hippy-dippy anti-vaxxers that want to take us back to the dark ages. Oh, man. Julie Burchill is a article writer for the Telegraph in the United Kingdom, and a British journalist, broadcaster. She looks like a male wrestler. Oh, no, I know. Listen, the Brits, they can take the piss. I can say that right now, because they need to, because this woman is deranged. She wrote an article about what she calls hippy-dippy anti-vaxxers wanting to take us back to the Dark Ages. I'm like, the Dark Ages. What? All right, y'all. We've got a meeting of the minds here. Y'all ready? Yeah. This is a perspective on imagery, fear mongering, propagandizing. The idea that the only reason we have become enlightened is because of the willingness and penchant to put a bunch of gunk and garbage into syringes and inject it into innocent children. Women who are pregnant, grandma, grandpa, and anybody else in between, male or female. Based on Jenner's idea of scraping the pus from cow udders, cutting open the arms of victims and shoving that garbage under their arms until they died of sepsis or lost their limbs in the process. That's the great lineage that leads this author in the UK's newspaper Telegraph to claim that we are hippy-dippies because we don't perceive the benefit, the sacrament, the sanctity of injecting foreign RNA and DNA from animals into our children. Injecting aborted fetal cell line genetic material into humans. Antifreeze equivalents. Heavy metals like mercury and aluminum. And, they get away with this. The title and the hippy-dippy anti-vaxxer. Now, if you want to see this article, go to robertscottbell.com. Our Sunday broadcast is on radio primarily, and we simulcast video on many outlets. Go to robertscottbell.com. You'll find them there, and you can visually see the article. So you think he's making that up. No one would be so stupid to write an article like that. And she did. She's like, she gets a thrill when she sees back-to-school signs in shops. Like, back to school, of course, to her now, the great glory of going back to school is that we get to promote vaccines for children again. 90,000 five-year-olds started school without having been fully immunized for measles, she says. And by the way, vaccination does not equal immunization. You don't hear that in mainstream media, but you hear it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, which is why you'll also see shadow bans, outright bans, suppression, censorship. Find out who you can't criticize, and you'll know who's running the show. Not this show, not the Robert Scott Bell Show. But when we talk about what's covered in legacy media, corporate media, pharmaceutically controlled, sponsored media, their primary goal and role in life right now is to suppress any anything that's antagonistic to the wide acceptance, the blind allegiance, blind faith that you place in the injections, vaccines. Everything else you can talk about, but don't you dare criticize the sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Prime Minister of England made a plea to parents swerving the jabs not to listen to superstitious mumbo-jumbo. And, you know, this language, superstitious mumbo-jumbo, they'll talk about, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, all of these things about the danger of vaccination, despite the fact that in the United States, where this show originates typically, we have paid out taxpayer funds, $4 billion plus, to those who have been injured or killed by vaccines, families as such. That's made up. That's not real. That's a conspiracy theory. No, it's actual. It's factual. The Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which is a passive system, not mandatory, they claim maybe 1 to 10% of all adverse events and even deaths are reported specific to vaccination. But that's just made up. That's mumbo jumbo. That's conspiracy talk. That's superstition. No, what's superstition is your blind allegiance, faith, and belief in magic concoctions injected into your arms, conferring lifelong immunity, which doesn't happen. The holy grail of modern medicine is the vaccine paradigm and the eliciting artificially, synthetically of a what? An antibody response. Despite the fact that having an antibody, which is fine, is not definitive, it's not even necessary, and even if you have it, it's not a guarantee that you won't succumb to the specific infection, or it may manifest differently, and then they'll claim success. Success isn't you not getting sick. Success is, hey, look, we measured an antibody. Junk science, junk immunology, if you were to claim that an antibody is in and of itself is sufficient. What about the rest of your immune system? Who cares? Just get shot. Just get injected. And of course, measles is the propaganda campaign that, you know, of all propaganda campaigns. My gosh, we're all going to die of measles. Well, they say it's the worst measles season on record in the U.S. And since it was supposedly eradicated, which is bogus. And the reality is nobody has died. Nobody. People are dying from things all the time. In fact, modern medicine, third leading cause of death. And you can see that in the peer-reviewed medical literature. By the way, we go into the peer-reviewed medical literature at least every couple of weeks officially with our V-Science Bites. So if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, go to robertscottbell.com. There's a tab at the top of my website for V-Science Bites. And you can see me and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny as we roll through the medical literature. For those doctors out there that still say, oh, no, y'all are being anti-science, you're illiterate because you are unwilling, unable, or incapable of reading the medical literature as we do and bringing out the realities of the danger and lack of efficacy and lack of safety data about the vaccines. Just the opposite. So y'all check it out. Now, I've been talking about the danger of the blind allegiance to this vaccine religion for a long time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And in the most recent years, I've been warning you about, particularly in the United States, about mandates tying vaccine status to identification, government-issued ID, like driver's licenses, state ID cards, passports, etc. And y'all have been, oh, no, Robert, that's a conspiracy theory. Well, hello to those of my friends listening in England on UK Health Radio and around the world in the EU, because guess what? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d***, but I told you so.
I told you so.
I've been telling y'all since they did this in Argentina, it was a warning. It was a heads up. Hello, this is what they're setting it up for in the United States, tying vaccine records into your IDs. Now, if that's too much for you to consider, again, Argentina, I review, has done this already. If you want to vote, you want a driver's license, you want a state ID, you want a passport to travel, you have to be fully vaccinated according to what? Globalist agendas that release, here's our idea for you, your country. And if you want the funds coming through the IMF and the World Bank and the treaties that we signed to say, we're going to help your infrastructure, Argentina, then you better sign on to the WHO edicts. In the United States, we talk about the CDC. And then the FDA, of course, following up with biologics, they call these vaccines. But guess what? We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Y'all look at this because it is not me saying it. It's what I've been telling you for years. A roadmap for the implementation of actions by the European Commission based on the Commission communication and the Council recommendation on strengthening cooperation against vaccine-preventable diseases. And as you look through this PDF in the third quarter of 2019, which we're in right now, they are examining the feasibility of developing a common vaccination card slash passport for EU citizens. Yep, I read it verbatim. That means the implementation is inevitable. Y'all in the EU, get the hell out. UK is pulling out, but their government has been compromised by Big Pharma, too, in promotion of these vaccine agendas without exemption, much like we're seeing here in the United States. Real ID 2020. What is that all about? It was passed in 2005 under the guise of protecting us from terrorists after 9/11, 2001. It's a scam. It's been a scam. It's a scam today. The idea is by 2020 October, if the states and the people don't push back respectively on this, that they say that without your real ID approved, driver's license, state ID, passport, that you will not be able to enter federal buildings, you will not be able to board an airplane. And that's just the beginning. They won't let you vote eventually. They won't let you on a bus. They won't renew your driver's license. They won't renew any of these things. And then, of course, your workplace. Are you an employee? Sorry, we're not allowed to keep you on unless and until your vaccine records are up to date, as they are tied in now medically with your social security number and or a medical ID, an identifier that Rand Paul has just put in the Senate, submitted a bill that would repeal that. But that's not far enough, in my opinion, because your social security number is your de facto identifying number as the cattle you are in America. A bunch of sheeple who say, yep, I got to get numbered because that's what they tell me. When it has nothing to do with being an American, everything to do with being a socialist, everything to do with, let's say, monitoring and managing your theoretical contribution to a retirement fund that doesn't have to pay you a penny back, much less a dime. And this is administered through the Federal Reserve System, which is not federal and has no reserves, and ties into the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. Folks, it's a globalist agenda, whether you call it communism, socialism, or otherwise, and a new world order based on vaccine compliance. And they want to limit your ability to move about the Earth cabin, the American cabin, the United Kingdom cabin, the EU cabin, and limit your ability to even work, earn a living, to pay for the food that you might have to buy if you're not growing it. You won't hear about this on any other broadcast radio show that I'm aware of. So tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Should you stop salt? Should we put warnings on salt? I've got a review of that next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Should salt shakers be sold with tobacco-style health warnings? Consume this at your own risk. Salt consumption is shown to increase blood pressure. We could go on and on about salt. This is the subject that I've been covering for years here, and I'm as right as I was the first day I brought it up. Salt is not the problem. Refined salt is the problem. And that distinction is rarely, if ever, made in the mainstream media and the mainstream medical media. Medical Express is reporting today, and you can find this article at robertskybell.com, that salt shakers should carry tobacco-style health warning, according to experts. Right? Watch out when those experts come, especially if they're with the government. This is the World Health Hypertension League. Sounds like a roller derby team. The World Health Hypertension League, roller derby. And, of course, the author of the article of the hippy-dippy anti-vaxxers, what's her name, Burchill? She should be leading the charge, Julie Burchill, who you found out on the break, Super Don, has been a movie critic that doesn't see the movies she writes about.
Back in 2008, I think, is what it
said.
Yeah, she was writing fake movie reviews because
why am
she
I not
didn't
surprised?
Want to bother with going and seeing the movie.
Yeah, she I'm going to write about it, but I can't be bothered to see them.
Yeah.
So in the position statement published in the Journal of Clinical Hypertension, lead author and Dr. Norm Campbell, former president of the World Hypertension League, roller derby team, said it was time for a more hard-hitting approach to dietary salt reduction. And if you listen to the broadcast, I think it was Friday's broadcast, we had not a doc on, right? Chris Barr, was he on Friday or Thursday? No, it was Thursday, because Jonathan Emord had hit the road. So we did a discussion about the salt issue and blood pressure, because we had a question of the day about it. And the links between salt consumption and blood pressure elevation has everything to do with refined table salt, NaCl, that's been ripped apart, removing pretty much every element except sodium and chloride. But also they neglect to mention that the heavy metal cadmium is very difficult to refine out because it's a heavy metal. So cadmium is left in. And cadmium depletes key minerals like selenium and other things. And if you don't realize what you're doing, of course, you will elevate blood pressure because not because salt's doing it, but refined salt is. And so if you utilize salt in your lives, I urge you to go into the ancient Himalayan beds, the real salt out of Utah that contain the 70, 80 or whatever trace elements that are not ripped apart, but are there in combination. And they alter these, even these heavy metals, like aluminum silicate in the silica combination, because silica and aluminum, that's your key to removing aluminum or protecting yourself from aluminum. If you're exposed in that form, you're not likely to absorb it. And the measurable benefit of all of those minerals combined means that there's a design, an intelligent design. God knew what he was doing when he put all of these things together. And it's man's arrogance that rips it apart and says, it's the same thing. It looks white and pretty now. We'll neglect telling you about the cadmium, which is also a problem with refined flour, white flour, bread, cadmium levels, refined sugars, lack of minerals, but maybe metals, and lack of chromium, which we're going to get into in a little while because there's some absurd claims about type 2 diabetes in children. And if you want to scoot ahead, you can go to robertscottbell.com and see what we're going to talk about there. So no, in a general sense, real salt, salt that contains all of the minerals, does not need a warning sign. But refined table salt, even if you add a potassium iodide back into it, that's a poison. That form of salt is a poison. I don't care if they call it kosher, unless it's sea salt containing all the minerals, all the rabbis in the world can bless it. It's not going to make it better because they refined the life out of it, all of the elements out of it, and left just a couple of things, plus another thing that they don't claim in there that is in there, the cadmium, and that's the real issue, impacting the kidneys, the liver too, but the kidneys, as it relates to managing blood pressure levels, keeping them within the safe realm. So if you're going to do salt, please look to those things that have everything in them and have not been refined to look like white powder, snow, or even cocaine. If you want to snort it, might be healthier than eating it. No, I'm not telling you to snort salt. That's not what I'm saying. Although, if you take a sea salt and you put it in water in a neti pot, you can cleanse your sinuses. Just don't use the silver hydrosol that I talk about here at the same moment, because we don't want you to neutralize the active ions of silver, which is the only active form of silver, which can be used on its own or with a pure water to neutralize infectious agents within the sinus cavity or elsewhere. All right. Cannabis update coming up after the break. RobertScottBell.com.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
What's going on now is the single greatest scam in the history of American politics.
President Trump bypassing the mainstream media and records a video in the Rose Garden. He puts it out on his Twitter feed, speaking directly to his 65 million followers.
We're fighting to drain the swamp, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And you see why we have to do it. Because our country is at stake like never before.
The president fighting back against Democrats who want to impeach him.
It's all very simple. They're trying to stop me because I'm fighting for you, and I'll never let that happen.
And former New York City mayor and President Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani, a guest on ABC's This Week program, asked by host George Stephanopoulos if he will come to Capitol Hill if asked to testify by Adam Schiff.
Of course I'll testify, even though I think Adam Schiff is an illegitimate chairman.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Two hours a day. Six days a week. The Robert Scott Bell Show is live, streaming around the world. Sunday show is syndicated by GCN, or Home and Broadcast Radio Syndication. Monday through Friday, Natural News Radio. You can always find us at robertscottbell.com. Please sign up for email alerts. Super Don just sent out a big blast today. We'll talk about the TTAC live event in Anaheim in a couple of weeks that I'll be at, hosting, helping, and it's going to be amazing. And y'all didn't get tickets. If you didn't, yeah, there's good news for you. We got that coming up as well. Let's see, what else? You know that salt thing I just talked about? Someone, Rebecca, had mentioned, hey, what about radiation? Because somebody has said, hey, we tested salt levels, radiation. There's background levels of radiation in everything. Now, this doesn't mean I want you to get more radiation, but the recognition that our counterpoint to radiation is selenium, primarily, the trace mineral selenium in a whole food form. You can't get enough from Brazil nuts anymore. So we take the 100% whole food form of selenium from an 8 response. You can get it from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. You can see the link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The banner's on the side of the page at robertscottbell.com. Also, you're concerned about electromagnetic frequencies that are harmful to you, ionizing and non-ionizing radiation. How about a torus field of electrons in your environment, a stable torus field of electrons? This can be done with the key technology, QI, which you can learn about at robertswater.com or go to synergyscience.com. Everybody should have one of these or a larger one for the whole house, which we have as well. For those of you looking online, you can see what I was just holding up. Selenium, key technology. Molecular hydrogen in water, counteracting inflammation, hydroxyl radicals, free radicals, inflammation damage. But selenium as a mineral is the primary, most important, in my humble opinion, and within the peer-reviewed medical literature, too, that we cover from time to time here. Now, from time to time, I love to talk about a plant that I was frightened of. Because I bought the lies, I bought the propaganda of decades and decades of, oh, look out for marijuana, the slang term to make you afraid of a plant that God created. And that leads to something we like to say is an update for you.
Prostitute on the left hand side. Yeah! Prostitute on the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man?
All right, the cannabis update today brought to you by our friends from CV Sciences plus CBDOil.com, PLUSCBDOil.com. If you want to get some directly, RSV15 gets you 15% off. Our friends at the Alliance for Natural Health have put out an alert saying this, and I agree with this headline wholeheartedly. In fact, the first four words, one is a contraction, doesn't count. Four words, I'll call it. FDA can't be trusted. Just add anything to that, and you're right. FDA can't be trusted on CBD. That's the headline at the Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org. Link through it in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. A Senate committee has approved language on CBD that will not protect consumer access to CBD supplements. This is an action alert. They've been worried about it. I've been worried about it, concerned about it, too. You want to preserve your access to levels that you want of CBD in a dietary supplement? FDA is going to run roughshod, trounce all over it if they have their way. The U.S. Senate Appropriations Committee has approved report language for fiscal year 2020 that falls far short of protecting consumers. Are you up for the abolition of levels of CBD that have found, you have found that help you? Oh, yeah, well, the FDA knows best, right? They're going to protect us like they protected us all these years. As their approval process has led to drugs that are now considered in the peer-reviewed medical literature to be the third leading cause of death. And you're saying the FDA doesn't want you to have access to levels of CBD that you feel are important and helpful to you, whether it's through your doctor or through your own research? If you leave this to the FDA, you know what? They're going to practically, it'll be a de facto ban of CBD because the only CBD they allow in there will be a fractional percentage point of what you feel helps you. In order to what? Help you? No, in order to help Big Pharma to emerging drugs based on the CBD molecule. We've already seen it with the isolate. The cannabidiol is called Epidiolex, approved for rare forms, untreatable, intractable forms of childhood seizure activities, epilepsy. And while I would not get in the way of anybody that wants to use that, even though it's thousands of dollars a month, versus fractions of that if you were to buy the dietary supplement form of CBD. And those companies can't make any claim or reference to the medical literature about that. It's only about supporting general health, supporting the endocannabinoid system or tone, for instance. Which is, look, I get it. I know why they do it. I'm not supporting them in their restrictions on freedom of speech. But I will say that if they get their way on the CBD issue, they might clamp down on it. Hopefully we'll get somebody from the U.S. Hemp Roundtable to get with us and talk further about this, Super Don. You know, there's always nuance to this. But I thought that Senator Mitch McConnell, and I don't know where his fingerprints are on this, in reducing CBD to negligible levels in dietary supplements, I don't think that would honor all of the lobbying that went on in his direction, where he changed his tone totally against the cannabis plant and been one of the most ardent advocates in the Senate. You see anything about Mitch McConnell on this one?
No, I haven't, but it would not surprise me. And like, yeah, I mean, it was interesting when it happened, because he went from being kind of a really uptight, GOP, politician, and then suddenly he turned into I like to hang out with Willie Nelson. You know, it's like, how did that happen, right?
Yeah. Pretty wild. So, y'all check out the Action Alert. Please support the ANH. They're a good organization. And find out if you'll be able to access CBD in any quantity that is helpful to you, if we don't do something to curtail the Fear and Death Administration's suppression of freedom of information, freedom of speech, but even accessing a substance within a plant that we can consume, eat safely, and have been consumed for thousands of years. So with that, let's dive deeper into a cannabis update here. We've had Stuart Tompkins on many times over the years from CV Sciences, and we've talked about this guy, Dr. Raphael Mashulam, Israeli researcher. And if it weren't for him, we'd be further behind on what we've learned about the cannabis plant and all of the cannabinoids, the terpenes, etc. And this research pioneer hopes his latest discovery is not overlooked again. Decades after, and this is a mainstream news article on NBC News, decades after he linked CBD with treating epilepsy, his latest finding may help develop new drugs for psoriasis, arthritis, and anxiety. Now, before you say, Robert, you are irrational in your hatred of the FDA and the pharmaceutical industry, no, I believe that there is a place for pharmaceutical treatment. I think that place is far smaller, far less than it is today. But if, in a free market, if you were to come out with a synthetic analog of CBD, like they've already done for THC, and put it on the market, let the marketplace decide. Hey, doctors, is this working for your patients? Patients, is this working for you? And then at the same time, you would have to say, here, let's free up access to forms of the plant or substances within the plant, hopefully whole plant, but hey, even if you have to isolate it, and say, doc, you have the freedom also to use the non-synthetic variety in helping your patients, and patients, whether you see a doctor or not, you have freedom to access the substance or grow it your own and say, it's helping. I determine it's helping or it's not helping. But in this case, no. The problem is, in our current FDA control of everything culture in America, their goal, their target goal, will ultimately to be able to synthesize all substances in the natural world that have benefit, isolate them to the point of danger, in my opinion, and then eliminate all competition by banning all of the dietary forms, the natural whole plant complexes that contain that ingredient that has now been synthesized. So Mashulam is talking here about CBDA, the acids of the cannabinoid. And he's seeing it do amazing things for psoriasis, arthritis, anxiety, and inflammatory bowel disease. He claims to have stabilized the synthetic form of it. Now, I haven't seen the form, and I haven't talked to Stuart about it. Again, I'm not saying that there is no place or that shouldn't be allowed on the market, but I am saying in a monopoly market that would then eliminate access to CBDA, for instance. And I'm going to hold up this bottle. For those of you watching on our simulcast, CBDA is found primarily in the raw form called cannabidiol, but it's a CBD, it's an acid. And you can heat it up and decarboxylate it, and it'll convert it to CBD. This is an amazing substance. We have been utilizing this and finding out more and more about the benefit. Now, when my wife started taking CBD, she had to go to the strongest gold variety to get the benefit she needed. After a number of years of using the gold, she is now finding benefit in the CBDA to take like an analgesic impact, like a non-steroidal or even a steroidal in some case. And Mashulam said this thing is working as powerfully as a steroidal drug without without the toxicity. Now, question is, without the toxicity, if you're truly synthesizing it, and in the case of Epidiolex, it's not technically a synthetic form of CBD. It's an isolate based on cloning the plant. So it's not coming with the nastiest of side effects that typical synthetic drugs have. But will they, if the FDA gets its way on CBD, prohibit you from accessing CBDA now that they can synthesize it and stabilize it? That's been the problem. They haven't been able to stabilize it, this form. And then again, I ask, I don't know what problems will be. We're talking about a raw whole plant complex with the CBDA found in the plus CBD oil, the red or brownish red label, which is the raw form. This is a miracle. But that miracle will be destroyed if Big Pharma and the FDA has its way. And folks, the Fear and Death Administration has been captured by the pharmaceutical industry. It's supposed to regulate Big Pharma. It basically regulates the market by eliminating any and all competition to what Big Pharma synthesizes, gets approved, and brings out to the market at thousands to hundreds of thousands. Tens of how high can they mark stuff up based on, well, it's research costs? No, it's your direct-to-consumer advertising campaign. Billions of dollars being spent to corporate legacy media. And then they editorialize in the evening news, the 24-hour news networks, about how wonderful drugs are and how dangerous and unregulated dietary supplements are. That's the game they play. Don't let them play it on you. Thanks to CB Sciences. Y'all check out pluscbdoil.com. Get it locally or direct. Enter the code RSB15, and you'll get 15% off every day. Y'all didn't get a ticket to the TTAC Live? It's sold out. But I got your ticket in. I'll tell you how. For free. Next, RobertScottBell.com.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know how it is with concerts you want to go see? Very often, timing's not right, it's not in the right city. Maybe the tickets were way more expensive than you can afford right now. I get that. But wouldn't it be cool if every concert you wanted to see, even if it was sold out and you couldn't get a ticket and you wanted to be there, would simulcast live on the internet for free? Wouldn't that be awesome? Dude, yes! And guess what, y'all? I know a number of you were going to see you at the TTAC event, The Truth About Cancer Live, in Anaheim, October 11th, 12th, and 13th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But a lot of you couldn't get tickets. It sold out. Or any number of reasons why you couldn't be there. Great news. Super Don sent an email blast. And if you don't already get emails from the Robert Scott Bell Show, go to robertscottbell.com. Sign up for emails free. And we don't sell the list. You now check your inbox. Make sure you check your spam filters. We have a direct link where you can sign up and you can watch the entire event from the comfort of your home for free. The TTAC live event in Anaheim. If you can't be there, next best thing to be in there, watch the stream live from home. And if you don't get the email alerts yet, shame on you. Sign up, because sometimes we give away stuff and you only know about the giveaways and how to participate in giveaways by getting our email alerts, robertscottbell.com. But in this case, you can also go to our social media page, the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook, our Twitter feed at RS Bell Media. And what other ways can we put this out? Can we put it out on Instagram somehow, a link like that? I don't know how to use Instagram, Super Don, but I want to make sure people have access and can plug in and watch for free from home.
Dude, I know what Instagram is, and I think we have an Instagram account because our former millennial assistant producer was doing some stuff with that, but I'm not on top of the Instagram thing. That's kind of
But regardless, Super Don, you have already, if not already, blasted it out on Facebook and Twitter, right?
And email, and it's also in the show notes.
Yeah, please, please, please share the links, too. Share the links, because there are a lot of folks that you'll say they're on the fence. Have them listen and watch and learn. And be entertained, too. I'll be my goofy self, even if I have to wear a tux. And so that's exciting. I want to thank Ty Bollinger for hooking us all up, giving you all a front row seat from wherever you are to participate live and watch it live online. So totally cool. And I'll be hosting with Ty and Charlene Bollinger, and I might add a few pointed bits of information along the way. So you don't want to miss a thing.
Will Ty Bollinger be carrying you off of the stage this time around?
This time I'm going to be faster than him. I didn't know that was going to happen. This time I will be ready. I don't know if you know.
For those of you who missed it last time, Robert was up there, and he was giving his speech and stuff. Mm. And I caught this live, too, and it was awesome. All of a sudden, Ty Bollinger comes from stage right, walks across stage, picks Robert up, throws him over his shoulder, and walks off the stage.
That's not how I plan to end my lecture. He claims I went over. I didn't, to this day. I did not go over. And if I go over a second, really, I think it was a warning to all the other speakers. But he did that to nobody else but me. So you never know what you're going to see. By the way, Paul Baratero, our good buddy, he's going to be talking about molecular hydrogen. And that alone is worth the price of admission. We'll have the key technology there, you'll see, for those of you in attendance, and I'll be set up to record some interviews, do some live broadcasting from the event in addition to the TTAC live stream. So this is very cool. Now, I will tell you as well, next hour we got Sally Alcordi, one of our favorite activists out of New York, on the vaccine issue. We're going to get some updates from her, and I'll give you another update later in hour two about the vaccine boot camp, because the open enrollment is almost over. And this is something we've been covering all month long with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny in addition to V-Science Bites. There's an 8-week boot camp that you can participate in, but you have to sign up or you won't have a chance until the spring when it comes back again, end of winter, early spring 2020. Don't wait to strengthen your backbone and your resolve and your knowledge base, your wisdom associated with the vaccine lies that are out there. And we've got the peer-reviewed medical literature as our alibi. It's not just a belief system. We back it up here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So, y'all ready for hour two? We're almost there. We're going to take a quick break, top of the hour news. I'm going to play, for those of you watching online, I'll play the Vaccine Zombie song by Mike Adams. Thank you for being here. Thank you to GCN for hosting us and syndicating us. Alex on the board. Super Don, make that sound so good. We got a whole other hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show coming up next. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, simulcasting as well at naturalnewsradio.com. I remind you simply this every hour when I'm on the air, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Baratero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances.
And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Your Life.